Bolton, welcome to Good Rockin' tonight.
Thanks for having me here.
Certainly a lot of the reason for the success you've enjoyed, Michael, is the fact that you choose some really great songwriters to write with. Is there any one particular standout?
Well, you know, I mean, the Bob Dylan collaboration was an exciting one for me. I mean,
how did that happen?
It was a woman who worked with Dylan, who worked with him concerning his publishing, called me up when I was in Los Angeles and said if I would make the time, he'd like to write with me while I was in town. And he started collaborating with different people, and I just felt fortunate that they, you know, he thought about me, or she thought about me, and he said, yeah, yeah. And I said, you know, just tell me when to be there.
Yeah.
I had a lot of stuff going on, but I couldn't think about passing up that opportunity. And I was really intimidated by Dylan, because just thinking about him, you know, the legend, and remembering all the great, intense lyrics, I was thinking, what am I going to write with this guy? I mean, I could bring some contemporary kind of music. I could bring some music that might be more in the 90s, maybe, and say, well, Bob, how do you feel about this? But I wanted to write something that would feel like Bob's, you know, musical contribution, something he'd feel comfortable with musically, not alien. And at the same time, I wanted to have input as a lyricist, so I could sing it with conviction if I decided to record it. And it just worked. It just worked out. I would yell out a line, he would go, yeah, yeah, how about, you know, he'd sing another one. He'd walk around out in the back, and I thought he was done or something, and he'd walk back and say, how about it? Because your resistance is my persistence. And it was just so Dylan. All of it was so Dylan. To look at him this close, you know, I got the guitar, he's got a bass. He played the bass, he walked over to the keyboards, he was playing drums. He was walking around while we're writing. But I just kept working on the song and jotting down chord changes. It was a really great experience.
Is there anyone you'd like to write with or work with, sing with, that you haven't yet?
Oh, there are so many great artists and that I don't want to name a few and leave a few out, which I would do, but I've been very fortunate. The last couple of years I've done, you know, a duet with Patti LaBelle, a collaboration with Dylan. I just did a TV show for Ray Charles' 50th anniversary where Ray and I sang Georgia together. For me, now I'll try to, I'm not sure if you remember the Yankees when they were the greatest baseball team that ever played the game.
Yeah.
It might be before your time.
Thank you.
But when Mickey Mantle and Roger Maris were on the team,
If
you grew up, you know, playing baseball as a kid and you wanted to become a professional player, and one day Mickey Mantle wanted you to play on his team, That was the equivalent of singing with Ray Charles.
Okay.
As a singer, as an artist. He was such a big influence on me. So many things like this have been happening, you know, in the last couple of years. I've had a lot of great opportunities. I just hope more surprises keep coming up.
Let's talk about some early days, Michael. You remember the first song you ever wrote?
Yeah, but you don't.
What was it called? Is anything that's going to be the Lost Vaults of Michael Bolton?
The first song, who cares about these vaults? I wrote a song called Dreaming Dreams. And it was, Dylan could have written, Gene and Dreams, happiness, it can't be bought or sold, and my mind will see if it's clearly end, too clearly to be told. It was very country, kind of folky kind of thing. Dreaming Dreams. Anyway, it was about a girl who was 5 years older than me, I loved. I had such a crush on this girl. And the funny thing is that down the road now, it's been, I don't want to tell you, but it's been more than 20 years. And every once in a while I see her and I speak to her. And she looked at me like as I was her little brother. I looked at her like, that's the woman I want. Right? She was tall. And I saw her on a train after my success started, after my whole career really kicked in. And I played her my new tape. I put her in this headphone, you know, in the system, and she put her headphones on. And she just cried and cried because it had been so long and she remembered me that way, and there it was.
That's amazing.
She should have married me.
That's right.
I can't even talk right now.